with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued, which will be mailed to all persons registered. So did you still want me to read these? I can just go straight to 7.
For items...
For 2 to 6.
Yeah, no, let's just... I think Councillor Mays will move that items 2 through 6 inclusive be laid over to...
June 16th.
At 9:30. All those in favor, contrary, carry. We have 2 folks registered for those.
Okay.
So I'll let you deal with that. Okay, next up is items 7 and 8.
Yes. Item 7 is a secondary plan amendment at the northwest corner of Waverly Street and John Angus Drive under file SPA 1 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item 8 is a rezoning at the northwest corner of Waverly Street and John Angus Drive under file DAZ 202 of 2014.
Okay. I've got these all marked in different ways here.
Yeah, she ran out of color, so these
okay.
are also the same.
So this is in support, this is in support. This is in opposition. I think all these votes are opposition. This is for information. This is in support. Okay, Michael Carruthers, LADCO. Maybe come forward, Michael, and explain what you're doing. There's a number of people here. I don't know whether they had a couple of phone calls today. I didn't return them because this is a public hearing and we can't hear representation outside. But I think
Correct.
It would help if you clarified to everybody what exactly it is you're trying to do here.
What we are doing here today is rezoning for a 7-acre commercial site that was rezoned in 2007, DAZ 2207, along with the entire development of South Point Phase 1. This is at the far northeast corner of South Point, a 7-acre site at the corner of Waverly and John Angus Drive. Over the past 7 years, market conditions have changed to the point where we are going to be focusing our commercial development onto our commercial, primary commercial area, mixed-use area at the corner of Keniston and Waverly Street. So that has left this site somewhat redundant. It's to the point where the interest that we're getting in the market is for multifamily. I would like to note that under the existing zoning, C2 multifamily is a permitted conditional use. But we would prefer to rezone this site to multifamily to specifically enable a multifamily developer to acquire the site. We do not have a purchaser for the site at this time. Our process is we rezone first and then we would take it to market to sell, which I believe you're going to hear some questions and comments from some residents in the area who are concerned about what may happen on the site. At this point, I'm not able to specifically answer what the use will be. We don't know if it will be a bungalow condo project or a two-story row house project or a four-story walk-up or condominium apartment-style development. We're not at that point yet. With that in mind, I've had conversations with the district planner. One of the concerns from his part was on setback. And in the RMF medium zoning, the setback, rear yard setback, would be 25 feet, which obviously with a four-story or five-story apartment condo building would not be enough. However, if it was a similar project to what's already backing onto it, if it was a row house or townhouse condominium, I think 25 feet would be appropriate since that's the same as single family. So we've come up with a somewhat of a compromise so that the height of the building would be equal to the setback. So if it's a four-story, 40-foot building, then the setback would be 40 feet. That's item 1A2 in the planner's report. We'd be comfortable with that. I'm not going to, we would also be possible to other changes as well. After we hear from some of the residents in the area, I'd maybe like to come back and talk about that after, If that's not satisfactory, possibly we could, I can make some other suggestions that might be of assistance, might help it better. I don't know. But I'd like to hear from the residents first.
Michael, what the setback and height that you have now with the C2 zoning is?
C2 zoning, I believe the height is 49 feet?
Yeah, 49.
49 feet. So right now in C2 zoning, we could do 49-foot building.
What's the setback?
Rear yard, it's 25.
Okay.
It's 25.
Okay. Anything else?
The only other item is just a point of clarification on point two, dealing with dedication. 10% dedication be paid. I made payment of money in lieu of land dedication. I'd just like to go on the record indicating that LADCO's already provided dedication on the site in the form of about 40 acres of park dedication in South Point. And arguably, the value of the site has not increased with the rezoning.
This is the standard clause it's in. Yeah,
it's a standard clause.
Yeah. No, it's a procedure issue for our guys. They have to put the standard clause in. But
correct.
I understand what you're saying.
Correct.
We'll deal with it.
And we've also, I think I'll, if you don't mind, I'll sit and listen to the residents. We did hand out handouts to the neighboring residents. We didn't receive any phone calls, but I'm certainly more than willing to listen and talk about concerns that they may have.
Okay, just before you stand down, Michael, any questions, Councillor?
Not at this time.
Okay, I'll call the names and we'll listen to what everybody has to say. Just those in support, I've got Tyler Smith. Tyler, you don't have to speak, or you want to speak? No? Okay. I've got one here that's marked in support, in opposition, and for information, so I don't know. Devin?
That's me.
Are you here in support, or? Why don't you come down in support and tell us what your concerns are, and then we'll figure that out. Okay, so that's support. Okay, this one is for information, and opposition. Go ahead, Devin. Or maybe just state your name and address for the record.
All right, Devin Whiting. I live at 31 King Fisher Crescent. Okay, back right onto the property in question. Anyways, like I say, I'm actually in support of actually taking out the industrial portion of it, commercial portion of it, but I do have concerns of what possibly could go into that area in terms of whether or not it's going to be, I understand that the medium density or whatever for residential can go up as high as 6 stories. That, I'm not really too into, even up to 4 stories. I'd like to see it stay pretty much residential like we're in now, 2 stories, bungalows, that type of thing. So that's where I'm kind of in support and also in opposition.
And I think we're going to have to ask Michael some more questions because he was trying to talk about how you deal with it so the stuff that's immediately behind you has a lower elevation, that if you come out to Waverly, you can go up a bit higher. But we're going to have to get a little more clarification from him on that.
There's not really a whole lot of distance between my backyard and the fence, actually. I mean, when you're talking in terms of putting something in higher, further away, it's still going to pretty much impact, you know, things like sunlight coming into the backyards and privacy. So that's where I'm kind of really concerned about is those two issues.
The trouble we have, Devin, is that we got to look at what the existing rights are, too. So that's why I ask them, what is the existing right on commercial? Like, they can do 49 feet with a 25-foot setback.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that can already happen under the existing zoning. So it's trying to find something that if you're going to change to residential, how do you make it so it works the best for everyone? And you still have to, there has to be an economic sense to it as well.
Yeah. I would then ask that the setback be greater if they're going to have to go up to as high as 40 feet, or, you know, 4 stories. So, I mean, I know they're already looking at going back 40 feet, but I mean, in terms of closeness, that's still relatively close when you're going up that high, I would say.
Okay. Any questions, Councillor? No? Anything else you want to add? You know, it's the only chance to speak. They get to come back and rebuttal, so it's really your one shot to put anything out there that you want to put out. So.
No, just pretty much like I'd already mentioned before, I'd like to see the area stay as the bungalows or the two stories, similar to what we're in now, more single-family housing than multifamily. That's pretty much all I really have to add to that.
Okay. Thanks, Devin.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I've got a couple here marked for information. Maybe we'll go to those, and then we'll go to the ones in opposition. There's nobody else here in support whose name I haven't called? No? Okay, for information, I have Lindy Patterson. Lindy, did you want to say something? Come on down. Just your name and address for the record, Lindy.
It's Lindy Patterson at 86 John Angus Drive, so I'm around the corner.
Okay, go ahead.
My only concern, and I am there for information, is that there isn't a plan currently under consideration, so it is the unknown, as we've talked about. And the opportunity to get information on what will be in the plan before this committee, I'm assuming, will come at some point in the future when the purchaser's known. So that's kind of my intent in appearing today, is to ensure that when that does come up, if there's an opportunity to have some feedback into that process, which I don't know, this is a different process altogether, but that was my intention, is to try to get that opportunity to, as part of the community, get some feedback into the plan assessment.
That's tough to do. You know, the rezoning is a rezoning. The plan approval isn't a public hearing process. We can ask the developer to go and engage. So it's usually through this process, it's better if we find out what the concerns are and try and see if we can mitigate some of those concerns.
Yeah, and I do know that typically, if you're assuming if you're being rezoned, you would have a plan to consider at the same time, if it was or whether it's being rezoned or a variance on a plan that's existing.
If it was in an older neighborhood, but we, like, because it was Waverly West, right? So everything was zoned sort of carte blanche in these big areas, right?
Based on some assumptions about where the development would be, which I understand.
This site was supposed to be sort of a secondary commercial site, you know, so it would be things like doctor's office, maybe even a gas station, like supporting amenities that when you're coming home, you take a turn, you stop in and do what you got to do, you know, bank or whatever. But that stuff is now going out further to the west.
Yeah, which I think is a positive direction for our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's one of the tough things about this. It's like, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, because this is actually an improvement on what would have went on that land if you're a neighboring resident. So, you know, I don't want to be too restrictive that they hold on to the C2 zoning.
No.
I want to be very careful how we do this.
Yes, and it's definitely not, I'm not in opposition to the rezoning, and as the developer had said as well, there was another way to go about doing it if you wanted to do the conditional use, through which I prefer this cleaner rezoning to the appropriate use. It was just that question of, okay, without that visibility into the ultimate vision, you could get into situations where there is a very dense per unit space, lots of different ways to develop multiple dwellings, and that's where our concern came from with maybe some of the parallels. If you're familiar with off of Bison Drive Lee area, there's a very dense group of multiple dwelling homes.
Where they did those big 10-story or 8-story buildings?
No, that wasn't the one I was talking about. The one that's actually behind Superstore, there's a, I believe it's a church beside it. and they're back-to-back.
Well, the little bungalows and the...
Correct, yes. Yeah. With it had a density to it without the green space, that kind of, which I appreciate that it's, that density brings with it efficiencies for the population. But it's just that the differences and that risk of when do you get that input or at least the opportunity to see the plan. But I was hoping that through...
it's kind of interesting because, you know, I've had them where, like, and you would think that people would want, like, a bigger building with more green space around it as opposed to really dense like that. My experience has been the exact opposite happens. If you offer people bungalows very dense like that as opposed to a mid-rise building... People would much prefer bungalows.
Yes, because they are. And there is the light issue, which I can totally empathize with in having a tall building. But it's just that question of what's going to be approved, and it's the unknown. So if there is a ability to have a, because this is it for the community to have our say,
What do you think of there it being the sort of parking area if you're having multifamily and it was a bit of a parking area as a buffer?
Well, and I was actually thinking of that from the gentleman before me because even with the setback, there's the possibility that that would be a parking pad, which can be good, can be bad, but if you've got a car backed right up to your fence... warming up in the winter every day, it's nice to have a little stretch of grass or some division. So that was an issue that I thought if I did back onto that area, I'd be concerned about having cars, exhaust fumes directly into my backyard, that kind of thing. But I know the logic in the development is that that's a flat space, and that still gives you the setback you're looking for, even if there happens to be cars backed up to the very back of it. So I don't have personal concerns with any plans, because there's no plans to discuss. No. It's just that potential and process-wise, if I did have concerns, how I would express them later.
Yeah, and this is the land developer selling the land. It's not the builder. Going and
in
most cases
with.
we have a builder involved, but
yes.
When you do new development, there is no builder involved yet. It's the developer doing it. So
yes, and as long as the ultimate builder's plans conform with the zoning, I don't know that there is a lot of influence at that point.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get out of all the residents here when they speak is like everybody's going to have a different concern and a different thought of what they think should be in that what we'll call a buffer zone. You know, to me the simplest thing is to have a space and have a row of bungalow condominiums before you do whatever's in front of that.
Right.
And that I think gives a reasonable buffer. I don't know that's reasonable or fair. You know, it gives a good buffer, but is it fair to what it does to the value of the land?
Right.
And does it drive them back to not register their residential zoning and hang on to the commercial zoning? Which, you know, so that's the balancing act for me is trying to hear from people, what do you want to see there? Is the parking okay? Is it a yard setback to a bungalow or townhouse condo?
The specifics of the concerns without necessarily having an image of what it'll be. And I think...
Yeah.
What had been said, that the two-story bungalow approach is would, if I did back onto that property, that would be my preference, not to have, I've seen the four-story buildings in the Waverly West entrance, or sorry, Bridgewater.
Bridgewater entrance.
Yeah, and they're very large.
Yeah, well, they're very dominant buildings.
They are, and that I wouldn't, I'd much prefer the two-story or the bungalow setup to that. But yeah, so I guess that's the end of my comments. And just with the joiner, if you had car exhaust fumes going directly into your backyard, that wouldn't be ideal for a resident either.
Councillor Mays, you have a question?
Yeah, I had a question about height, and I appreciate what you're saying is you're kind of dealing with an envelope here, not a specific plan, but you were saying your preference if you backed on would be two stories, and there is talk here about 60 feet, so you're saying four stories, the way it's developed not too far away,
is
you, that creates an issue?
It would, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That four stories, well, and even for the green space across, I'm not sure if you can see that on your screens, but there's a green space with a circle park, and having a large building right beside the park, aesthetically, it's, I think it erodes some of the value, but I appreciate if there, that is the green space that they've dedicated. It's just, if you put a large structure right beside it, you do have peepers, so to speak.
Right. And the mosque, I mean, the mosque is two stories.
Yeah, it's not a very tall building.
Yeah.
No, two stories is like a home.
Too.
Yeah.
It's like a home consistent with the homes in the neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the homes in the neighborhood would probably be 35 feet to the sort of...
to the roof peak.
Okay.
Midpoint of the roof or roof peak, yeah.
That's it.
Okay, and then if you're...
Those are all my comments.
Okay. Thanks, Lindy.
Thank you.
Okay, next, for information, I have Tracy Miniker. Tracy? No comments, Tracy? Okay. Now I have a number here in opposition, Danilo and Maria Azarin. You guys want to come down? Is there anybody else here that was registered for information whose name I didn't call? No? Okay. Just your name and address for the record, please.
Danilo Azarin, 35 Kingfisher Crescent.
Okay, Danilo.
And my property backs onto that same mentioned area there. The only reason I'm in opposition is, again, the height of the, you know, future building that they were planning to do there. Because when I bought this a lot last 2010, it was mentioned that it would be a commercial area. I got three daughters, counselor, and I'm thinking, you know, privacy is a very big issue in terms of that, because I got a two-story home and the big windows for the bedrooms, right? Imagine building a six-story or four-story even on a behind our property that tall. Would take away that the sense of privacy. And, you know, I feel we're being deceived at this point by doing that, because when we were told that it would be a commercial lot, I could have moved, or I mean, if it it was, we were told otherwise, I could have moved to another area, like, let's say, Bridgewater, I guess, inside, or even Southport inside. But since I like my privacy, you know, I just think that maybe they should, you know, two-story would be good, or a bungalow type of thing. But otherwise, I'm not in opposition to the actual development of that area, just the building that they're planning to do.
You do understand that they can put a building there right now, 25 feet from your backyard, that could have windows looking into your yard that's 40 feet high. Like, that's
I've talked to Mr. Carruthers earlier, and We mentioned our concern. So hopefully he could forward this to the developer someday, or the builder. That way, you know, just put that into consideration.
Yeah, no, I think, and we can probably find a way to do that tonight, to make, you know, to create something. I don't know it'll give you total happiness, because we never make everybody happy all the time. It's one of the things I've noticed happens in this job. Yeah. You can never make all the people happy all the time. But trying to find something that balances, you know, what the residents want, or what their concerns are, addressing their concerns, but also recognizing that there's some existing rights on this land. And that's what I'm trying to find here. So,
okay.
But, you know, I'm going to keep listening to other people's concerns, and then we'll talk to Mr. Carruthers, and we'll see if we can't find some language to protect what you want protected.
Okay. All right.
That's, and if we can't, then maybe we'll reject too. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Okay, anything else before you step down?
That's everything.
That's everything? Okay, thank you, Danilo. Next up in opposition, Dorothy Cole.
I just want to say...
Dorothy, you got to come down and speak in the mic. We can't hear information from up there. Just your name and address for the record, Dorothy, please.
Dorothy Cole, 19 Kingfisher Crescent.
Okay.
Right back onto that space. And I totally agree with everyone that have spoken so far. I oppose a tall building because my window faces at the back there, which is my living room. And I would prefer to see a bungalow type or at the most a two-story building.
Okay. But that, just in the area that's behind your homes, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Like the further out, you're not as concerned about the height if it's out on Waverly or?
Well, I'm about five houses from the corner of Kingfisher.
Okay.
And I'm closer to the green space. I look over at the park.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think just what everyone else has voiced, I'm in total agreement with.
Okay. Thank you, Dorothy.
Okay.
Next, in opposition, Nevin Basta. Nevin?
No comments.
No comments? Okay, thank you, Nevin. I'm going to have a hard time reading this one.
Bohian
Sale? Thank you.
Is that the point?
Yeah. Yeah, there's kind of decorative stones and stuff in the green space.
I know the mosque, but I don't know.
Yeah, the mosque is on the other end.
Good evening. My name is Boyan Zhao. I am resident of 15 Kingfisher Crescent.
15?
So my house is directly facing the lot that we are discussing tonight.
Okay.
And I am in a position of switching to resident area versus commercial. Now you have mentioned that right now, tomorrow, there could be like six-story building, commercial building going up there.
Five-story.
Yeah, which I am okay with. The reason is I work all day, and when I go home, it will be around 5, 6 o'clock, which is usually when all the like commercial business like, close down and go home as well. So I don't, when there are six-story commercial building, I don't have much of a privacy issue. When someone's looking down their window during the day, I'm not home and no one's at home. So I'm okay with that. But if there are four-story, let's say condominium there, then when I get go home and on a nice day like today, I'd like to see it outside on my patio and on my deck. And someone will be directly looking down at me, and I just can't imagine that happening. When I was, when my family purchased the lot, the 15 Kingfisher Crescent, we were told it will be commercial site, and that's what I visioned. You know, when business goes home, I come home, so there's no privacy issue. That's why I agreed to, we purchased the lot and built our house. I am real in a position of switching the zone, and however, if it must happen, then I'd like to see like more of similar style of resident area, such as bungalow or two-story houses, you know, like not two-story apartment or condominium even. I do not want anyone to look directly at my backyard and pick on what I'm doing there.
Okay. Any questions?
How old, the property you own, like Kingfisher, how old are those houses approximately?
I'm sorry.
How old, the house you've got, for example, is two, 3, 4 years old?
We moved in 2010, July. So
2010?
Yeah, we bought the lot and we built house and we moved in.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. The last one I have listed here in opposition is Minu Brar. Minu?
Good Hi, my name is Minu, and I live across the street. For address is 14 Brookstone Place. The only concern for me is, you know, the rezoning is okay as long as we have a specific plan for it. And also, you know, if taller buildings are going down there.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay, sorry.
Is that microphone on? Okay.
Okay, so is it okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. So if the only concern is, you know, if taller buildings are going down there, people might be looking into my yard too. And that's the privacy concern, you know, that I have over for that one.
You're right on the corner?
I live down the street, across the street from that park, you know, where this building is going to be put down. Yeah.
At 14 Brookstone?
14 Brookstone Place, yeah.
Okay.
Is that to the north?
So, yeah, if there is a 60 feet high building going down there, you know, so it's the same, the privacy concern, as other, all other people had it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we also went to the residents who didn't come to this meeting, you know, so we have their papers signed if you need to see those ones too. Should I?
Say that again?
Okay, should I pass this paper to you who for the residents who didn't come to this meeting?
Oh, to the clerk.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so
any questions, Councillor?
No, that was it.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
Thank you, Minnie.
Yeah.
Okay, there's nobody, I have no other cards here for people in opposition. Is there anybody else here to speak on this matter whose name I haven't called? No? Seeing none. Mr. Carruthers, come back and rebuttal, please.
Thank you. I heard a number of comments and concerns, and if I lived on that site, I would have the same concerns. Or sorry, if I lived on that street, I would have the same concerns. Just with that, we did hand out handouts to all the residents on Kingfisher. We didn't get any responses, which is unfortunate because I typically like to have these conversations beforehand. However, with that said, I would like to address what we heard here. So what I heard is there's concern about the height and like building height and setback and people looking into your backyard, which I can appreciate. I've heard about parking and landscaping, parking right up against the fence. People wouldn't be satisfied with that. I can appreciate that as well. Also, people asking to see the plans, and unfortunately, we don't have plans. And like you had mentioned earlier, when you're developing a large site such as South Point in a greenfield setting, you typically don't have plans until you have a purchaser of the site. Now, with that said, the site is 310 feet deep, so it is pretty deep. There is opportunity for setbacks. I think I would be prepared to submit that we could go with height and setback backing on to the single-family residential areas to be consistent with single-family zoning.
So that you would have 25-foot setback and then a building that would be consistent in height?
Consistent with the single-family zoning height, which I believe is... Robert, is it 30 feet, 29 feet? 35 feet
to the midpoint of the roof. So that's a two-story house with a steep pitch roof.
Right, and that's the same as what is permitted on single family now. Alternatively, if the preference would be, like, I also don't want to, Waverly Street is a significantly heavily trafficked street. There's a lot of opportunities here to do a little bit of higher density, access the transit that will be on Waverly Street. I'm not opposed to doing density, and I don't want to restrict the entire site to lower density multifamily. If we can do some higher density four-story along Waverly Street.
Okay, Michael, to do... So that you end up with no more than sort of single-family height, so, you know, nice townhouse-style condominium or bungalow-style condominium, with a 25-foot setback, how much more distance do you need to accommodate the house in then?
We need another.
Well, if I do follow our module for single family, our development module for single family is 118 feet, but that would include 25 feet, basically a 20-foot front yard, and this site you wouldn't need a 20-foot front yard. You could likely accommodate that in 100 feet. So the back 100 feet, we could do, you could do a row of townhouses with a 25-foot setback and with the two-story height, with the 30 under,
no more than
in the 35
stories.
Feet, in the 35 feet. And then the other 200 feet, we could, there could be some opportunity to put in some larger or taller buildings up to four stories. I don't, I've never seen anything, there's been no proposals in South Point for anything greater than four stories. It's not to say that it won't happen. The four stories is typically related to building code issues more than anything.
How deep are the lots on Kingfisher? They're saying those are 118 feet deep?
It would be 118 feet deep.
And you've got 300 and...
You've got 310 feet.
310 from Waverly.
Yeah. 94
meters.
Okay. I wouldn't be opposed to, like, Robert and I talked about this before, doing the, like, it gets a little confusing, though, when you talk about having some sort of staggered type setback in height. Like, if we're doing...
That, I'm trying to stay away from that, Mike,
yeah.
Because the way that clause is written in there now, there's, it doesn't really say to me that it would be, you know, just a bungalow or townhouse condominium that would back onto those properties.
No.
I mean, you could have, you could go out 40 feet and you could be up at a four-story building again.
Right. If you want
I don't think that's fair to these people. I think, you know, I like the idea of a 25-foot setback. I like the height of no greater than what normal residential mm-hmm. would be allowed in there. I mean, you know, but that's sort of your first 100 feet. Well, I mean, you'd still have the front yard piece or whatever it works out to be. So you got 25 feet, then you've got your building distance, and then you've got whatever you're doing on the other side, whether it's mm-hmm. road or front yard or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So would you be suggesting that anything backing onto the single-family residential must be equivalent to the single-family residential setback in height? And
yeah.
Then, say, anything beyond 100 feet can be regular RMFM density height?
I think that's fair. I think it's both parties are getting something. You know, and I think that product of bungalow condo or townhouse condo, it is really in high demand right now, so I think the value of the land will come to it. Like it's not a there's no economic argument to be made in it.
I think we could live with that, and I think that I think we could pass that message on to any of the builders that we'd be working with as to ensure that we stick to single family height backing onto it. And dense, and then if they prefer to do anything of higher density, that it gets pushed further to Waverly Street.
Yeah, I mean, I would prefer that if there's parking areas with higher density, that it'd be closer to these houses. But I think you got to let the design happen and figure out where your servicing is coming, because you don't even have a plan right now that shows your access and egress from Waverly or from John Angus, and that's going to become another issue when that plan comes forward, because. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty busy intersection at peak hours. I'm surprised we didn't do it when we did the original subdivision, the access and egress to that site.
Probably John Angus.
That's not going to be all one entrance off of John Angus. That's a 7-acre site.
There will be going in for an application whenever the developer is ready and when we're ready and to sell, and we'll come in with an application for an approach off of Waverly Street. I think we'd be able to get at least in right ins, right outs off of Waverly Street.
Right in and right out, I don't think the department would object, but I don't know. We'll have to have that conversation.
That's,
because it's, see, when you're pushing out that 100 feet, you're limiting where you can come in off of John Angus, too.
Well, there's always been an approach approximately that area on John Angus.
Yeah.
Probably about 200 feet from John Angus.
Okay.
And then on Waverly Street, we had originally envisioned one approach, and then possibly two, so like one left in, and then possibly two right in, right outs. But until you have a plan, until we know what we're doing, it's
it's got the little kink at the back too. It goes back.
Yep.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm comfortable with that.
Any questions, Councillor?
Yeah, okay.
If you want to stand down, I'm going to have just a couple of chats with the administration here. you guys kind of heard where that conversation went. So it means that if we go in that direction, we've got to take this clause that you have in here, Rob, is that where you're going back in increments? Because I don't think that gives a clear enough definition to what can be there. I think that's too ambiguous that somebody can come forward and argue that, no, we can put a four-story, you know, apartment block right here, and I don't think that's what we want. I think what we're trying to get, and I think Michael agreed that they can live with it, is that it's a 25-foot setback to heights that are the same as the single-family residential, which in that area is 35-foot, which I believe is measured to the midpoint of the roof.
Yep.
Most of the other stuff that comes into my mind is around plan approval, because it's a high-profile site in a brand-new neighborhood, so we're going to look for high quality in there, and any plan that comes forward, it's got to have, you know, design elements that are similar to what else is in the neighborhood, because these are nice houses in a nice new neighborhood. So those are the pieces. But so what I'm thinking of is that I just changed that clause to say that it's a 25-foot setback, and that there shall be no building within the first 100 feet will exceed 35 feet. Does that do what I...
Just within the first 100 feet?
Yeah, the 100 feet from the... West property line?
The scratching down notes that for any development within 100 feet of the west property line, the maximum permitted height shall not exceed 35 feet, something along those lines? 35?
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking?
Yeah. But I don't know how we do it so that it's townhouse or bungalow.
That'd be difficult.
The only way to control that is in plan approval.
Yeah. More or less.
Does the 100 include the 25?
Yeah, the 100 includes the 25, and like I don't know how deep the house will be, right? So if it's a 50-foot house, so you got 25, you got 50 feet, you got 75, so you got 50 feet of house, and then you got 25 feet. That 25 feet can have grass, can have parking, it can have road, you know. But you can't, within that 100 feet, you can't go up. That's a significant setback.
That is.
That's where I want to go, and I just want to make sure that we're not, like, I don't word it in a way that you could build a sort of barracks-style, you know, 25-foot setback, silly building in there.
Right. Are you thinking, like, in terms of breaks in between buildings? Is that
the
concern?
Well, breaks in between buildings, just, like, I want it to be townhouse or bungalow condo, like ground-level condo, not... You know, like I don't know how to say it. It's like I'm scared of a long, you know, double loaded. I don't think you could do a double loaded corridor in that. But like a long two or two and a half story kind of building that was basically a long ugly apartment, barracks style apartment. I don't want that there. I want this to be bungalow or townhouse. It's got to be, you know, in keeping with what we're trying to achieve here. We're trying to buffer this single family.
Unless you put a maximum kind of length, you know.
Yeah, but that's like, how do you do that outside of, like, because you're going to be restricted, because you're going to have to deal with the road coming in off of John Angus.
Right.
Because you're going to lose stuff there. You got the crazy kink at the other end. I mean, naturally, it'll be separation. The code will force separation,
exactly,
right? It'll be the fire code will force separation.
Unless it's just a big apartment.
It's just a big, long apartment.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking, if you had a maximum length or like a width of a building, should not exceed a certain length.
Yeah.
Shall not exceed. Yeah, I mean, so how many, like, what's six units side by side? It's 120 feet. So that's 50. You know what? I'll move it the way we say it, and I'll discuss it. If we want to make a change, I'll try and do it on at council.
Yep.
Or as it comes through PPND and EPC.
Because, I mean, through plan approval, we can.
Well, I know we can do it through plan approval. I'm not going to be here probably when plan approval is there. So it'd be somebody else trying to interpret what it is that I have said. You know, like, so.
Here.
I mean, the residents don't get a chance to do. Participate in the plan approval process.
Right.
I can't. What's that? Actually, we didn't close public representations, did we?
No.
Michael, yeah, you can come back just in rebuttal on this one particular.
I think I understand where you're going for. You want to make sure that they don't go and do a 30-foot long, 30-foot building along the back. If you prefer to limit it to four-unit row houses.
Four unit? Okay.
That's probably what it would be. That's what I've been seeing.
Do you know roughly what length that would be, Michael?
100 feet, probably. They're 25 feet wide each. 30 feet wide each, that's 120 feet. Singles, a 42-foot, let's use a 42-foot single-family lot, minus 8-foot side yards, we're at 30.
How long is that stretch?
34. Like a 34-foot wide house would be a standard house on a 42-foot lot.
Yeah.
So if you did four of them, and I don't typically.
So if we say that no individual building shall be longer than 100 feet, that would more than accommodate a four.
120 feet would be four 30-foot buildings, or four 30-foot wide.
Yeah, but you're not doing 30-foot wide townhouses.
Not likely. It'd be a nice sized townhouse, though.
Yeah, okay.
Because at 100 feet, you're just, like, you're getting nice breaks in there. It's just sort of two or three houses, and you're getting some good breaks.
If they came in at 102 feet, would they have to go for a variance? You got interior walls, too, right? So if they're 20-foot wide, 25-foot wide buildings, they actually, the living space would be, like, you're using 6-foot dimensional lumber, or 6-inch dimensional lumber, so it's going to be.
Yeah, it's a plan amendment as well.
Okay, you can stand. I think I know what we'll do here, and I might clean this up going forward, but I know how to move the motion for tonight, and then we'll deal with it. Okay, with the secondary plan, Councillor, if you'll take the chair, I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favour? Contrary? That's carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favour? Aye. Contrary? That's carried.
I will move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in on the secondary plan. We're fine, right? There's nothing that we have to do there? Okay, that it be concurred in and forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Contrary? That's carried.
I'll move that the supporting reasons are that, from the secondary plan perspective, it's consistent with other development in the neighbourhood, and so therefore it's appropriate. And I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Contrary? That's carried.
Okay, just want to read here this case. Okay, so it comes back to the Property and Development and Rio Community Committee for plan approval prior to the issuance of any building or development permit. Okay, so on the rezoning, this is what I'm going to move. I'm going to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Contrary? That's carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Contrary? That's carried.
I'm going to move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with the following amendment, that clause 1A sub 2 be deleted and the following be substituted. What was your first bit of language there, Robert?
That for any building within 100 feet of the west property line, the maximum permitted height shall not exceed 35 feet.
Okay, and the 25 feet is already our standard setback, right?
Yeah, it could be tricky, though, because it's a corner lot, and it could be an interpretation.
What I want to say, for any building in the first 100 feet...
Do you want two clauses, one for the setback? Because I could give you one for that, too.
For any building within 100 feet, there shall be a 25-foot setback. Within 100 feet from the west property line, there shall be a 25-foot setback.
Here's what I was thinking. I had two clauses, one dealing with the height within the 100 feet, and the other one was that no principal building or portion of a principal building shall be located within 25 feet of the west property line. That's if you're okay with parking going there or anything along those lines.
No, I don't want parking going there.
You don't want parking?
I want it to be a setback.
Okay.
So it's a yard.
Okay,
so it's same as a yard in...
You could say setback then. But if it's determined as a rear yard, parking's a permitted projection. So you're allowed to go in there under the zoning bylaw, and that's what would be permitted. So if you don't want any development there, then you'd be explicitly excluding it.
Can't think of a reason why it would go there. I'm fine with the 25-foot setback, because when you put the height restriction on there, there's only one way you can build that.
In front.
Okay, so the first part is this: there should be a 25-foot setback on the property line, from the west property line.
Okay.
The second piece, that any building within the first 100 feet shall not exceed 35 feet, mm-hmm. as measured to the midpoint of the roof, which is the standard single-family residential clause.